Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
On a journey that is just coming to its conclusion now, as you may be able to hear from the noises in the background, I'm still en route. But I have just enough time to offer a small reflection to contribute to our weekly Word from the Holy Fathers. I'd like to offer up a small passage today from the writings of our Father among the Saints, Abba Dorotheos of Gaza, perhaps a figure with whom many are not intimately acquainted, but whose writings are true treasures of our patristic heritage. It is a custom amongst many Orthodox people throughout the world to select one or two spiritual texts as specific dedicated reading during the Great Fast, and this year the writings of Abba Dorotheos have been amongst my own. As this broadcast prepares to go out on Monday, we find ourselves in an interesting place of anticipation of Christ's holy resurrection. The Great Fast, the holy and saving 40 days, are at an end. Great Lent proper concluded on Friday at Vespers. And we have since begun a great week of mystery, a week of experience and encounter of the saving passion and resurrection of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This week, which leads to the crucifixion, leads through the resurrection, begins for us with an image of great hope. On Saturday, we celebrated the commemoration, the memory of Lazarus, the friend of Christ, who had been 4 days dead. We do not enter into Holy Week with its strong images of sacrifice and death and loss. We do not enter into this week without a knowledge of what is coming. We enter into the week to arrive at the resurrection, and to give us this hope and this reassurance, the Church gives us a foretaste of that resurrection at the very beginning of this Holy Week. And that gives us the encouragement and the assurance needed to enter fully into the Passion Week themes, which began for us yesterday on the Sunday of the entry of Christ into Jerusalem, the triumphal entry, also known as Palm Sunday. And it's on this theme that Abba Dorotheos offers us a beautiful image. By way of background, Abba Dorotheos was born probably sometime shortly after the year 500, and from a young age entered into the monastic life at the monastery of Abba Seridos in Gaza. He was certainly influenced by the shining example of the monastic life of the Gaza monks, for as much as that region today is known throughout the world for its strife and its conflicts and its difficulties, in the ancient Christian world of the 6th century, Gaza was known as a shining, if not the shining, example of Christian monasticism and asceticism. It was at this very monastery that two of the greatest figures of the period, Abbas Barsanuphius and John, sometimes known as the Great Old Man and the Other Old Man, two of the shining ascetics of the age, lived and struggled in their severe ascesis, offering guidance and prayers to the Christian world. And it was here, with these great elders, that Abba Dorotheos himself took up the monastic life, until, sometime later, he departed from that monastery to found one of his own. And the Church possesses today as precious gems in its heritage the writings and letters of Abba Dorotheos, intended for the instruction of the monks of his own brotherhood, of his community. And in one of his lessons, numbered as the 15th lesson of Abba Dorotheos, dedicated to the Holy Fast, to Great Lent, a closing section deals with the Sunday of the Great Entry, and specifically the peculiar, wonderful image of the Lord God entering into the holy city of Jerusalem, seated upon a donkey. It is an image with which most of us have been familiar since our earliest childhood. Christ sat upon the foal of an ass, entering into the city, being greeted there with palms and songs. What is the significance of this event? It is precisely with this question that Abba Dorotheos begins, reading here from section 165 of his collected works. What is the significance of Christ sitting on a donkey? He sat on a donkey so that the word of God should bring back the irrational soul, which is like the senseless beasts, and submit it to his deity. What is the significance of going to meet him with palms and olive branches? When a person goes to war against his enemy and comes back as the victor, all his own people meet him with palms. The palm is the symbol of victory. Also, if somebody has been unjustly treated, and he wants to present himself to the judge to give him justice, he seeks olive branches and shouts for mercy and for help. For olive branches are the symbol of mercy. Thus we welcome Christ our Lord with palms as the victor. He has defeated the enemy for us. We also seek mercy from him with branches of the olive tree. As he has been victorious for us, so we also seek to win and to keep the symbols of the victory. Those symbols represent not only his victory that he achieved for us, but also the success we have attained through his help and through the prayers of all the saints. Amen. How many times have we kept this feast? Whether it be one, whether it be 50, there is always a mystery to the image of God himself, the incarnate Lord, riding humbly upon a donkey into his own holy city. Here, Abba Dorotheos gives us a classic patristic vision of Christ's life. The true events, the actual riding on the beast, the entrance into the city, which Christ accomplished for his people, is narrated also from the deeply symbolic, richly mystical perspective of the inner life. The donkey is the symbol of our irrational soul, submitted to Christ. A beast which otherwise might be untamed, literally sat beneath the feet of Christ, serves God. Our soul, which like the beast runs amok, is submitted to Christ and becomes a holy tool for his deliverance. Similarly, we greet him with palm branches, for he is the victor. And as we enter into Passion Week, the week of the cross, the week of the crucifixion, we must remember at all times that Christ is the victor, establishing his victory through this voluntary self-offering. We greet him also with olive branches, begging his mercy, for it is in his victory, in his defeat of our senseless passions, that his mercy flows unto us. So Christ entering into the city, that historical moment when the incarnate Lord comes unto Jerusalem for his betrayal, his passion, his offering, is for us an image of our own interior life in the central, important week. Our souls have been tamed, whether a little or whether much, by the great fast that is now past, and we are here now in celebration of Christ's victory, to beg him for his mercy in our lives, a mercy he grants to each and to all. As we engage on this week, as we come to experience the wonderful, terrifying moments of these days that will lead us into the darkness of Paschal midnight, when a single candle shall be illumined and shall lead us to the resurrection, let us bear in mind these images given to us by God through his saint, images of our own transformation, images that link Christ's life to the state of my own soul, to my sufferings, to my trials, and ultimately, by his mercy, to my redemption.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.